today is August 18, nomination day for September 3 general elections in Jamaica. This is WAVS News. It is also nomination day for by-elections in four divisions across the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation. The governing Jamaica Labour Party and the Minority People's National Party are expected to nominate candidates for all 63 constituencies as well as the four electoral divisions. Independent candidates and representatives from minor parties are also expected to enter the race. Presumptive candidates are to submit their nominations for the respective elections at designated nomination centres. Nomination of candidates for the general election takes place from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, while nominations for the by-elections will be accepted between noon and 2 p.m. Persons wishing to register as candidates for the general election must complete the nomination form signed by at least 10 electors registered to vote in the constituency. Nomination fees are paid in banknotes. No credit or debit cards or checks are accepted. Meanwhile, in Guyana, the incumbent People's Progressive Party on the weekend went after Amerindian votes for Guyana's general and regional election slated for September 1, wary that We Invest in Nationhood political party could eat into its Amerindian support base and cause its PPP to lose its parliamentary majority in the National Assembly. Party General Secretary Barrett Jagdeo touted his political organization as the biggest Amerindian party. In Barbados, meanwhile, attorney and criminologist Verla DePeza blasting the government over its treatment of the Rastafari community in the medicinal cannabis industry. Speaking on the Minority Democratic Labour Party's Commission on Crime report, DePeza said shutting minority groups out of key financial opportunities fuels crime in Barbados.
And this is where I support the Rastafarian community, because how you mean that they have for literal generations since the 1970s when they became organized and then recognized that they are still in the pushing into the second quarter of the 21st century. They are still fighting to have recognition when their name is synonymous with marijuana, that you would create a marijuana industry that excludes them. So the diversification of the economy has...
In Trinidad and Tobago, Chief Executive Officer of the CPEP Company Limited, Keith Eddy, has taken the first step in the defamation claim against Minority Senator Faris Al-Rawi. Through his attorneys at Freedom Law Chambers, Eddy issued a pre-action protocol letter to Al-Rawi, alleging that a series of public remarks made between July 29 and August 13 this year have harmed his reputation and professional standing. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.